from talking mouths.
It's relatively unique in the trails of the Mount McIntyre complex. And people actually say it's their favorite trail at Mount Mac, which always is a little bit surprising. But I think it's the trails that are built now are super buff and flowy and smooth. And it's just a little different. And you're using your bike a little different, which is kind of fun.
That was Thane Phillips, the one and only builder of record for Bouncing Bunny. However, Thane has always maintained that he didn't build the trail alone, that he had a partner, a guy who supposedly prefers to remain anonymous. Not surprisingly, some people suspect that this alleged accomplice is just a figment of Thane's overactive imagination.
He's not imaginary, he's real.
Right, right.
Okay, Big Bird.
He's not imaginary. Hey!
Myself, I don't believe Thane acted alone. But neither do I believe that his friend is just publicity shy or whatever. I think Thane probably wanted to hog all the credit for building Bouncing Bunny for himself.
I remember one time, which I thought was really cool, is I was riding the trail and I ran into somebody who obviously had no idea who had built the trail, who was having a really good time. That was a really cool feeling as a builder. I really liked that.
That sounds a lot like a guy who might be really happy if his trail building collaborator just sort of disappeared. There are actually a few rumors floating around out there. That Thane's mysterious partner left town after Thane threatened to electrocute him with acupuncture needles. Or that he was taken out by White Horse's Anaganish Mafia. Or that Thane used some kind of weird physiotherapy technique to turn him into a garden gnome who was eventually found dismembered on Starbucks Revenge. That one's my personal favorite. Alright, so I'm only fooling myself. Yes, I made all those rumors up, but hopefully a couple of them will actually gain some traction. The truth is, the identity of Thane's trail-building partner is actually one of the worst-kept, quote-unquote, secrets in Whitehorse. And Thane really is just a decent guy who's trying to protect a friend who has some kind of silly, irrational hang-up about shit that happened 20 years ago.
Well, hi, Snuffy.
We're best friends, so...
So, stay tuned for the oral history of Bouncing Bunny, in which Thane will pull double duty to share insights about this groundbreaking trail.
It connects to a trail that the Whitehorse City Trail Crew built, now called Two Burnt Trees.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's Two Broken Trees. We should probably have those maps updated.
I made Bouncing Bunny with a friend of mine. He's not really comfortable with that stuff, so I always just say myself and a good friend of mine.
Friend, you're my best friend. Friendship starts where other friendships end.